Right, it's now 7 o'clock, and I'd like to call this June 22nd, 2023 meeting of the Planning Advisory Committee to order. At this point, I would just like to acknowledge that we are in Mi'kmaq territory, the traditional territory of the Mi'kmaq people. We have some people in the audience today, so I'd just like to address the procedure for addressing the committee. So an opportunity will be provided to all citizens to address the committee on each agenda item shown on this agenda or added to the agenda by the committee. Individuals who wish to address the committee are asked to note the following. On each matter on the committee's agenda, the chair will seek public comment upon the completion of staff's presentation. Each person shall state their name. All statements and questions shall be directed to the chairperson. Presentation shall be limited to 10 minutes. Persons wishing to address the committee a second time will be given an opportunity to do so once all others in attendance have had the opportunity to address the committee. Persons addressing the committee for a second time shall limit their presentations to 5 minutes. Anyone wishing to address the committee on a matter not included on this agenda can have the matter added to the next meeting's agenda by contacting Jeff Merrill, right here on my left, Director of Planning, at 902-541-1340 or by email at planning@modl.ca.
No, I was a singer.
Okay, so we have in attendance today Mayor Carolyn Bolivar Getson, Councillor Martin Bell, Councillor Reed Wynot, and Member at Large Ann Heck. Meck. And joining us via Teams is Councillor Michelle Greek and Councillor Kathleen, a Member at Large Kathleen Long Gray. We have regrets from Councillor Letha Haysom and regrets from Larry Hagel, Member at Large. So I'd just like to see if there are any changes to the agenda. No? Okay, hearing none, I'd like to have a mover to approve the agenda. Councillor Reed Wynot, and seconder, Councillor Martin Bell. Okay, all in favor signify raising your hands. Thank you. Contrary-minded, if any? All right. Approval of the minutes. Has everybody got a copy of the minutes? Had an opportunity to review them?
I so move the approval of the minutes of February 23rd.
Okay. So, Mayor Carolyn Bolivar Getson, we have a seconder. Kathleen Long. Okay. Are there any comments or anything? I'll call a question. All in favor, signify. Good country minded, if any. Thank you. Business arising from the minutes, Jeff.
Yeah, I can give a quick update. Just give me 1 second. I had it up and then I closed it. Shoot. I can give an update. So at the last meeting, the committee made a recommendation to council to approve the application for the bakery and blockhouse at Boulangerie La Vendée. I can say that council approved the PAC's recommendation, and it has since been, the amendment has gone forward. The plan is, the development permit's been issued, and we've discharge that development agreement on that lot. So that's their expect some ice cream this summer.
Okay. There you go. Yeah.
Sure. So this is an amendment application. Currently, the municipality owns the property, but we're working with Lumia Collaborative Healthcare Center, and it requires an amendment to for what they would like to do. Our planner one, Jacob McPherson, will be giving a presentation tonight, and this is Jacob's first time at PAC. So welcome, and I'll turn it over to Jacob for his presentation. Podium laptop, yeah.
Is this mic live? Oh, it is. Okay. Is video working okay, Jeff? You're not getting anything? All right, so as Jeff had mentioned, I'm here to present on an amendment, and this is to the Lumia Collaborative Care Center development, which is found right here at the intersection of Nathan Cirillo Road and LA Champlain Drive, and it's currently zoned as being institutional. So the primary purpose of this center is to provide a variety of medical uses, so these are things like optometry, they have a pharmacy, dentistry, and things of that nature. And so the intent of this amendment is to allow for parking to occur on the side yard, which is currently not permitted. And the point of that is because it must accommodate some accessory uses. So this includes a farmer's market as well as some green space that would happen at the front of the development. And you can get an idea of what that would look like from the front of that rendering on the screen there. And so in order to do that, some offsetting of the parking that would normally be in the front yard needs to move over to somewhere else, hence the side yard. So in order to achieve this, staff identified two options. So the first option would be to amend the existing zone, which is institutional, in order to permit side yard parking. You would also need to allow cafe and office uses to be accessory to a primary medical use. And the reason that this is because the zone currently doesn't support those uses. And so while a lot of institutional uses, especially medical ones, tend to contain these uses, it really is not permitted right now through the bylaw, and I'll circle around to that shortly. And the second option would be to simply rezone the property to be general commercial. And so this would both permit side yard parking, and it would also allow those uses to be permitted within that zone. So it would allow it to exist as it was proposed. So staff is recommending the first option. And so while this does require changes to two aspects of the zone as opposed to just one rezoning, the amendment to the institutional zone helps sort of conform to the overall identity and goal of the development, which is to provide this mix of both care and of commercial uses, and is also, inside of fitting that scope and identity, doesn't necessarily go too far beyond it. So if you were to rezone this to be general commercial, it would provide for all of the aspects of the development that you would need, but it would also allow for things like warehousing and car dealership and those sort of things that would fall outside of the scope. And additionally, it would even allow for front yard parking, and so you would lose that walkability and approachability and community and green space use that the development is currently going ahead with. And so for that reason, staff is recommending the first option. And this recommendation is supported by policy within the secondary planning strategy for Osprey Village. So this is especially relevant to policy 334, which looks specifically at this idea of including commercial use alongside medical uses in the institutional zone. And so allowing those uses as long as they're accessory does help fit in with that policy. And there's also policy 224 in the same document, and that supports the provision of open, passive, and recreational space within the planning area. And so that would help for this development to have that space so long as they can move the side yard parking. And so that's the conclusion of my presentation.
I guess when I think of institutional buildings in other areas, I usually see side parking. So for it not to be allowed seems out of the norm. And I guess I didn't realize that was the case for an institutional building at Osprey Village, the medical arts building, different ones. Like, there's usually side parking in all of these. So I definitely support moving forward and allowing this to happen.
I move that the Planning Advisory Committee respectfully recommend to Council that they approve the proposed amendments to the Osprey Village Land Use Bylaw to allow side yard parking in the institutional IN zone. I so move.
One does also include allowing for office and cafe uses, so long as they're in the support of a primary medical use, and that would allow for the development to be completed as it's currently being proposed.
So,
I believe that it has to include and approve the proposed amendments to allow office and cafe use.
That's right.
So long as they are in support of primary institutional zone use.
That's right.
That's all one motion. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I can include that, Mr. Chair, if I can continue?
Yes.
Continuation of the motion, and Council approve the proposed amendments to the Osprey Village Land Use Bylaw to allow the following secondary uses so long as they are in support of a primary institutional use, to include office and cafeteria. End of motion.
Everybody have the motion? Do we have a seconder to that motion? Okay. Councilor Ann, or Member Large Ann. Now we have members of the public here. Do you have anything to any concerns? I forgot to ask.
They're here for the second one.
Yeah, no, they're here for the second one. Yeah, I realize that, but they're sitting there, and who knows, right? It might have a yeah. Okay, okay. They're a resource. Sorry, yeah, this is New Elm Union Church replacing the roof material from asphalt shingles to metal. So, Jeff, would you mind introducing the topic and the staff person who's going to be speaking to it?
Yep.
So
That's the that screen should show up. Yeah. Okay. So this is an application to alter the New Elm Union Church. It is a registered municipal heritage property, and Ella Jindy, our planner one, is here to give a presentation.
Good evening, everyone. So as Jeff mentioned, we are here to discuss a proposed alteration to municipal heritage property. And we do have this evening also Ellie Mailman, who is the chair of the New Ulm Church Committee. So thank you for coming today. And if you have any further questions, you can ask Ellie here. Okay, so I think we'll start first by giving a bit of a background about the church itself. It was built in 1906, and in terms of architectural style, it's Greek Revival. It is simplified in style, and we received a letter from the chair of the church committee requesting an alteration to replace the asphalt roof with a metal roof. And even though the type of material that is being that currently the roof has, it is not original to the building itself, but because when the property was registered, that's the type of material that it has, and according to our bylaw 043 subsection 10.1, and our policy, section 5, subsection E2, alteration that changes the material of a heritage building is considered to be a substantial alteration, and this is why we're here today, to discuss the change of the material itself. It is important to note that the church, one of the reasons why it's unique, it's because it is the only church that's built in that community, and is still being used till today. It's a focal point for the community. It's being used not just for religious ceremonies and meetings and gatherings, but also for other community meetings as well. When we received the letter from the chair committee, it was discussed that the roof itself had severely deteriorated and is currently leaking. And thus, the community focal point is in danger to cease to exist. And that's why we're here today to discuss this and to get the committee recommendation to council to replace the type of material that the roof currently has. So, Steph. After careful evaluation, it has been determined that the structure has undergone no significant modifications since the designation as a municipal heritage property, and staff's assessment indicates that the roof is not a character-defining feature, and according to the standards and guidelines for the conservation of historic places in Canada, replacing the existing asphalt roof with a metal one may not compromise the property's heritage component and significance. So failure to replace the roof based on material considerations could result in the loss of an important community gathering place. And considering the church's current operational status and its significance as a community focal point, the staff recommends the Heritage Advisory Committee to prioritize the cultural and community aspects over the architectural elements and to make a positive recommendation for the proposed alteration.
Thank you, and I'd like to speak to this as well. This definitely is a focal point in the community of New Ulm. It is the only public building that is there. It has been used throughout the years for religious purposes, but in later years it's been used for community meetings or anything that needs to happen in that community. And it's great to see these small churches revitalized and that there is a committee to keep them going. So I would be prepared to make a motion that the Heritage Advisory Committee
recommends to council that council approve the alteration to the municipal registered heritage property, New Elm Union Church, to permit the installation of a metal roof. And I so move.
Okay, thank you very much.
I'll second that.
Who is that?
Michelle, Councillor Greig.
Okay, thank you. I can't see you on the screen here. That's why I asked. All right, thank you, Councillor Greig. Do we have any questions, or concerns from committee members before we get the comments from the public?
I also echo the importance of keeping these smaller community churches viable as long as possible. A few years ago, the St. Barnabas Anglican Church in Blue Rocks went to a metal roof, and at that time, instead of using a barn-style metal roof, they used what appeared to be an antique clay pattern, which is available. Might be slightly more in cost, but I certainly hope that you would look at options of metal roofing to try to preserve the antique heritage look of the building. I'd encourage you to, but I'm not saying that it's mandatory to, but I will certainly support this because I think it's important to maintain the building the best we can.
Yeah, Reed.
Just a question. It's part of my fire thing. You're going to change the chimney as well, because that's an older chimney, and it's right in the peak, and it's going to be a bugger to flash.
No, we're not changing the structure. And I want
to if you could state your name, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wear a hearing aid. I can't hear very well. Allie Mailman. And I'm the president of the council for the New Elm Church.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
So we're not changing the actual structure of the roof or the chimney because we think that that's important for that to stay there. I know it's in a little repair, but we're not focusing on that right now. We're focusing on the roof. I would gladly accept your opinion and your recommendation for that, Reed.
I can run back and take a little more questioning, but you should look into that because it might be a square ray chimney, and that's probably 50 years old, and they lose their insulation after a while. And I don't know if you've got an oil furnace or a wood furnace. I don't know.
It's electrical heat.
Oh, okay. You're good then. Yeah, just looks in.
It's just not in use.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, forget what I said then.
Sorry, the mayor had a comment.
So I was going to say that it's more cosmetic in maintaining the heritage look of the building than it's the functionality of the actual chimney being there. But I will say in the community of Baker Settlement, the Union Church, it's not being operational. But again, the chimney is still there and the wood stove is still there inside the church. And that was the main purpose for that structure. So, again, these are, that one's not designated heritage, but they're definitely heritage. And to maintain that, it's part of the overall cosmetic look of that part of it. So, and I want to thank the committee that has stepped up here because they really are out fundraising and trying to raise money to do this. And it's difficult to do that. It's still a good sized building to put a steel roof on.
Thank you.
Quite welcome. Do you have any other comments?
No, I'm gonna keep it simple.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Any comments from members joining us by team? Via team? No? Okay, thank you. I will say that a roof is really important to a structure. If it's not maintained, it's not too long before the rest of the structure starts getting compromised, and sometimes you find that the repairs on those are even more than what the roof would have cost in the first place. So, and we've dealt with this with steel roofs, I guess, a number of times now, Mayor. Yes. Come on, back to the microphone.
I just want to make it clear that
is not compromised right now. There's a few tiny leaks, but the interior is well maintained and well cherished.
Yeah, my point was you want to avoid anything going wrong with
right.
that. Yes. And for many, many years to come with something like this as well.
Generations, yes.
We have a motion by the mayor. Do we have a second? Or I can't remember. Sorry? Or Reed, that's right, too, yeah. Oh, Greek, sorry, yes. Oh, okay, thank you. I've got used to this team thing here, you know. At that point, I'm going to call a question. All in favor? Okay, contrary minded, if any? Motion is. Thank you very much. What have we got here? Have you got any extra items?
No added items, no in camera.
Okay. All right, so we have no added items to the agenda. We have no in-camera items to discuss. And we'll go to the next meeting date. Mark your calendars, Thursday, July 27th, 2023. So I need a motion to adjourn. Okay, Councillor Wynot. And seconded by Mayor Bolivar Getson. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you.
And thanks to the staff, too.